to the Westlake Eye Specialist podcast series. The Westlake Eye Specialist podcast series is dedicated to discussing patient education and eye surgery technology for the benefit and learning of patients. By communicating new trends and state-of-the-art advancement in care, we hope to elevate our patients and their options for better eye health and surgical outcomes.
I would like to welcome everyone. Today's guest is Dr. Zarmina Vindal, an ophthalmologist from Austin, Texas. Dr. Vindal is joined in practice by Natalie Stanchu, Dr. Stanley Salny, Dr. Kurt Andreasen, and Dr. Michael Shapey. Westlake Eye Specialists are dedicated to excellence in patient care and also focused on bringing the most advanced technologies to patients for simply better visual outcomes. The topic of our podcast today is exploring the new sensational lens implant known as the PanOptics Trifocal Lens Implant from Alcon. This is the first ever FDA-approved trifocal lens implant. Yes, you heard it right. It's not just a bifocal. This is a trifocal. The PanOptics lens implant delivers exceptional combination of near, intermediate, and distance vision while substantially reducing the need for glasses or contacts. Dr. Vindal is here today to tell us a little bit more about this implant and its impact on our patient outcomes. Hello, Dr. Vindal. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So you're a busy ophthalmologist in Austin, Texas. You're dedicated to the latest technologies and doing some really great stuff in Austin. Tell us a little bit about your practice before we get started and how you ended up doing this in Austin, Texas.
Yes, absolutely. So we are a 30-year-old practice. The original physicians in our practice were practicing in the Central Texas area since the early 80s, and I was lucky enough to join them about 15 years ago and then became the leader of the organization about 11 years ago after finishing my training in subspecialty ophthalmology on the East Coast at Harvard. But returned back home to Texas, was Texas native and really wanted to get back to the area. And the thing that really drew me to this practice, as is it with the other physicians, is the incredible opportunity and growth that's happening in Central Texas right now. So we just ended up in an environment where we were lucky enough to service all different kinds of patients with a huge variety of surgical needs. And they wanted technology. They wanted to be educated, and they wanted to be part of their decision making with surgery. And our practice became a perfect choice for them for that reason. So I sort of ended up in this space of cataract surgery, a lot of it being dictated by our community here in Austin, kind of what they were looking for from us.
So why were you one of the pioneers and first people in the country that I knew to even put the lens implant in? It seemed like you hit the ground running day one. What made you want to be one of the first?
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of alluding to what I just spoke about is you know, we service a community of patients who really want the best of the best. And so our mission at Westlake Eye for years now has been to be the leader in cutting-edge technology, and we think it's our job to bring the best that our field has to offer to our patients. So it just made sense that when there was this incredible technology that was going to be available in the U.S. for the very first time, that we owed it to our patients to have experience with it and to really be able to provide it to them right away.
So what exactly is the PanOptics trifocal, and how is this different from other lens implants?
Sure, absolutely. So in cataract surgery, as you may know, when we take a cataract out and we put in a new lens implant, we have a lot of choices. And up to now, the leading technology that we had available were lenses that focused the vision, helped focus the vision in two places. And as you know, we don't just see in two places, we kind of see in three places. We see distance, we see intermediate, and we see up close. Well, while the lenses that we have had up to now are great, there was a little bit of compromise there because they focused in two places. And we did we had different techniques in which to make them work in the near space, but there was always a decent amount of dependence still on reading glasses in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
The panoptics lens is the first one that focuses in three places. So not only distance intermediate, but up close as well. And this lens has been used in the Europe market now for going on 7 years, and the Canadian market for about 2 years. And so that is what the trifocal lens essentially is an implant that lets your eye focus in three different places. And the reason we wanted this lens as an option for our patients is we have very active patients. So lots of people in this part of Texas, and I'm sure all around the U.S., that are in just, you know, distance-oriented activities, sports, they work, they drive mm-hmm. at night, they like to work on their computer, read. So they really need the best of vision in all areas, and this lens comes the closest to providing that to what we have to date.
Describe your experience being the first one in Austin to do this. Like, literally day one, you were the first one. How did that feel to you?
Well, it's, needless to say, very exciting. I think as a surgeon, anytime there is something new that you have to offer and to educate your patients on and other eye care doctors that you can educate, it's very exciting. It's almost a breath of fresh air, if you will, to be able to do something brand new again. And that's really how it felt when we, right after Labor Day, offered this for the first time. And the experience we had really blew us away, first of all, from the patient enthusiasm side. We had a lot of patients who, when they heard the capacity, potential capacity of this lens, were very excited, just like we were excited to be able to take advantage of it. Our very first patient immediately decided that it was the right thing for them after we went over everything, and we really saw her very satisfied with her results.
That's great.
That very first week. Yep. So very exciting.
So if I was seeking cataract surgery and I wanted to get this implant, who are the best candidates for this type of cataract surgery procedure?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's always important as a surgeon to know when the implant is correct for a patient. And people who can seek the panoptics trifocal are patients who are looking for as much freedom from glasses as possible. So they have cataracts, and they are looking to free themselves from glasses as much as possible. They do have to have a healthy eye. And we go through a very in-depth analysis to make sure that they don't have any eye diseases that would make them not a good candidate, like significant glaucoma, significant macular degeneration. So our workup for this implant, and really any cataract surgery implant, is very detailed. And so we're looking for a patient who is motivated to be glasses-free and really has a very healthy eye.
Great. Are there any visual limitations for individuals who get the trifocal during cataract surgery?
Mm-hmm. You know, I do not describe what patients experience as a limitation. It's just a matter of setting an expectation of what their experience will be. There are two things we always mention. Any artificial implant is never going to restore your eye to the way it was when, you know, you were 15 or 20 years old. So no one should say that an artificial lens implant gives you 100% of your near vision. But it gets really, really darn close. So the first expectation we set is occasionally patients may still have to use a very, very weak pair of reading glasses. The second thing that we always discuss is that this lens implant, just like many others, has technology etched on its surface that will create small amounts of reflections at nighttime. So if somebody's driving, they may get a little glow or light ring-like glow around things like headlights. Those are the two things that we always mention to people getting any sort of bifocal or trifocal implant. Now, the good news is that in both of those instances, the results have shown us that they're happening less and less. So of all the implants that give glows at night, this mm-hmm. one gives the least. And of all the implants that you still have to use readers a little, you have to use them the least with this one.
That's great to know, because I know that was a problem with a lot of the early, multifocal intraocular lens implants.
Yes.
And, it was a limitation,
right. You're absolutely right about that. And we are a practice that has, a 20-year history and experience with multifocals. Believe it or not, the very first multifocals that came out, our previous surgeon was implanting those, followed by at least four or five others, which I myself have experience with. So we have lived through all of those potential limitations, and that's what makes this one so exciting, because those limitations are less than any of those other lenses.
Does the trifocal IOL work on patients with astigmatism and presbyopia too? Explain how that works.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really exciting aspect of this lens. So a regular single vision lens will give you distance vision correction only. You alluded to presbyopia. First of all, presbyopia is just the inability to read. And that's exactly what this PanOptics lens restores, is a huge amount of up close reading vision and therefore improvement of a person's presbyopia. And then the second thing is astigmatism. And some of us have distortion in our vision related to astigmatism. And the PanOptics, thankfully, comes in a version that corrects astigmatism also. So from the get-go, we have had the access to not only the near vision correcting part, but the astigmatism correction as well with the PanOptics.
And what would you say to a cataract patient that was seeking a second opinion? Let's say, like, they went to a practice and the practice didn't offer this lens. Mm-hmm. Would they be somebody that would be mm-hmm. good to get it? Would you recommend a second opinion to see if this could be an option for them?
Yeah, I think we're in the age of cataract surgery where it behooves the patient to have every single implant that they're a candidate for offered to them, at least as an option. So if you are seeing a surgeon or practice where they aren't talking about some of this premium lens technology, there's nothing wrong with getting a second opinion. The main thing is to find a surgeon who has equal experience with every single kind of lens. They don't favor one or the other, but they have put in and had experience with every single variety so that they can really make it about you, that it's customized to what you as a patient would want, whether it's astigmatism correction or not, or presbyopia correction or not. They should have in their toolbox every single type of lens so you can pick what you want for yourself. And these premium lenses have such excellent potential outcomes that I think making sure if one of these is right for you is the right thing to do.
Excellent. Dr. Vindal, I'd like to thank you for answering all the questions on this podcast today. You did an excellent job, and I really like how you're such a patient-focused doctor, and I think that your patients are going to benefit from that in the future. Hopefully, again, we can get on the podcast again and maybe join up with some colleagues and do this again.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being on the podcast today.